Hello there. Good day, good morning, wherever you may be listening from. You're welcome to another interesting edition of Sports Africana, where we bring you the most updated information in the world of sports as it concerns Africa. My name is Oba Adeola Amokomo. As you know, we like to celebrate our successes in Africa. We like to talk about peculiar issues. We like to talk about our success stories and, above all, build a conversation in the most recent happenings in the world of sports. You can listen to us on all the various podcast directory, and just type in Sports Africana, and you'll be able to listen to us. Right before this interview, before I arrange this interview, yesterday a news broke about a football legend that passed on, and I'm talking about Diego Armando Maradona. Passed on yesterday due to cardiac arrest. He's one of the best footballers this world has. Of course, the jury is out on who is the best ever player, but I was fortunate to see Diego Armando Maradona, and it's going to be sad because he's going to be really missed. His legacy lives on, and I pray that his family have the fortitude to bear. That's not what we're talking about today. Today I'll be talking to the communication director, communication officer of Dynamos FC, a football club in Zimbabwe. It brings me pleasure to invite onto Sport Africana Yvonne, who is the communication officer for Dynamos FC. Yvonne, thanks for joining us on Sport Africana.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Sure, you'd have heard the news of Maradona. What's your view about Diego Maradona, the legend himself?
I think when we were growing up, from a very young age as a Zimbabwean, you would know stars like Maradona, like Pele, despite the fact that some youngsters, you might not have seen them in action, but you knew what they used to do because now you can be able to research and look at some of the games that they played. And obviously, the popular hand of God, everybody knew about that. So it's not like you needed to have seen him to have been around when he played to understand the impact that he made in sport. So he's a legend. He's a legend, and people will always remember legends. And I was very, very excited when I was seeing some of the news that maybe certain places that could be renamed after him. And I think this is something that we need to do for our legends to ensure that their legacies, it'll always be there. And even the older generations, the younger generations that will come, will also be able to understand the impact they made.
Very well said. Just like you, I was fortunate enough to have watched Diego Maradona growing up. Talking about the reason why you're here on the show, I saw a post and I said that I was going to follow this up. FC Dynamo, a very big club in Zimbabwe, just finalized a $300,000 jersey or shirt deal, which I think is meant to run for about 3 years. I'm not too sure. And that excited me because obviously, when we talk about our issues in Africa football, marketing and the commercial aspect of football is one area that African football clubs are still lagging behind. So when I saw that, that excited me. And I know FC Dynamo for quite a while, for a very long time. As a Nigerian, they played two Nigerian football clubs years ago, some over 20 years ago. That was the BCC Lions of Boko and Eagle Cement. So they're not new in the world of African football. But Yvonne, can you tell us briefly about the club itself, FC Dynamo? Is it owned by the government? Is it owned by a private individual? What is it about the club that makes it so big?
I think Dynamos, it's a historical club because if you trace back the history, it was formed in 1963. That was the time when Zimbabwe was colonized. And it was a club that was sort of owned by black people. It was a it's a community club. For the longest time, people felt like they're part of Dynamos. And I think that's the reason why it grew. Because if you look at Zimbabwean history, there's Dynamos and there's Highlanders. Those are the clubs that you can really trace back from a long time. And they represented the Black people at a time when people were oppressed. And when you talk about numbers, we are obviously the biggest club in Zimbabwe. We also have the best history in terms of we have gone the furthest to the semifinals of the CAF Champions League. Obviously, in the last couple of years, we've seen teams like FC Platinum going all the way to the group stage. But in terms of history, even we've got the highest number of titles in Zimbabwe. And that makes us the biggest club. We are based in Harare. And it's a big institution. I mean, when you want to equate it in African terms, you were talking about your Orlando Pirates, your Kaizer Chiefs, your Atli, you know, you're talking about your TP Mazembe, that level of love that we have from the fans. So it's a club that represents Black people. It's a club that has big history. When you talk about the players that have played for Dynamos, I mean, when you look at Zimbabwean football history, you will find a lot of Dynamo sons that shape. Even the player that is regarded as the best player ever to play in Zimbabwe, George Shire, is from Dynamos. The most successful Warriors coach, national team coach, Sunday Mofuchizambwa, is a Dynamo son. So it's a club with rich history.
I mean, when you were mentioning those names, because you just begin to remind me of some names of Zimbabwean football players, the likes of Sibanda Maside, the likes of Bruce Grobela, Peter Nlovo, of course, Benjiani Mulwari, who I met about 3 years, well, 2012. I met him in 2012 in person. So Zimbabwe have produced some amazing talent. So I'm quite excited that actually Dynamo is taking giants right now. What is the success story? Well, when I mean success story, in terms of the club's financial state at the moment, what is it like? Is it as big as some of the South African clubs like Orlando Pirates in terms of the financial status? What is the financial remuneration like with FC Dynamo?
I think when we try to equate it with the African picture, obviously Zimbabwe with the economic issues, we can't really equate with most of the countries on the continent. But we are on a journey. I mean, it's sort of like a rebranding journey, because for the longest time, Dynamos has really had rich history in terms of on the pitch, but also there've been issues. Sometimes there've been ownership wrangles. There've been issues to do with who owns the club, the people that form the club, where they stand. And right now we're in a part where we're trying to show that we've got a different direction that we want to take. And with the leadership that is currently on, there've been a lot of things that have happened in trying to carve, because right now we want to also be a club that is licensed, you know, with the whole club licensing with CAF. You know, in Zimbabwe right now, there's only one club that has been licensed by CAF, and that is the path that we're taking. And even my coming in was because we've got a different path that we want to carve in terms of marketing ourselves, in terms of being able to look at the club, the history, and also be as big financially as we are big in fan base and in terms of history. So we are a club that financially, we can't really equate with your South African clubs. And it's also got to do a lot with also even the economic environment in Zimbabwe.
Right. Now, the reason that I caught my attention, as stated, Dynamo FC announced a 3-year kitten sponsorship deal with a UK sportswear company by the name OTD. And the deal is said to be worth $300,000 and right, so, and it is said that it's going to be finalized within the next 2 to 3, well, it's been finalized already, but the jerseys will be made available within the next 2 to 3 weeks. Now, what I want to find out is that what is the detail, well, without what is the detail of this deal? Is it going to cover salaries, or what is this deal going to cover, and how long is it, well, is it going to be spread over a certain number of years? Well, is it going to be 100,000, dollars every single year, or what is the deal? What is it going to cover?
Firstly, we've got a main sponsor at Dynamos who covers the salaries. So this is just a kit deal.
Wow.
It's not a deal that covers anything else at Dynamos. So it's basically a three-year deal that equates to $100,000 a year. And we've already received the kit. What we're waiting for in 2 to 3 weeks is the replicas to be available for us to be able to now sell to the fans. Because it's a problem that we've had with Zimbabwean clubs for a long time in terms of fans being able to access, original replica jerseys, original club merchandise. So with this deal, it covers your kits, your playing kits, your warm-up kits, your traveling gear, everything that the team would need on the pitch, as well as their gear as they go to matches. It doesn't cover anything else beyond that. And obviously, when the replicas come, it's going to be a new thing in Zimbabwe to even have the replica jerseys, a kids line, adult line. And there are also plans as well for Dynamos to also have its own shop where we can sell our own merchandise, not just be replicas and the different lines. So like I said earlier on, it's a journey that we're taking on. But for now, we're very excited with the deal. The UK company is Lux. And so far, yesterday is when we publicly put out the pictures of the kit, and the response has been amazing. Because, you know, for the longest time, fans have wanted to have, you know, the type of kits. Everybody has their own idea on what their club should be like, what the kits should be, what stage it should be in. And it's very exciting, especially for me, because this happened in just like my second week at work. And there's this big deal, and everybody is talking about it in Zimbabwe.
Wow. So what attracted this sports company to FC Dynamo? What, I mean, obviously, the club must have a very good marketing department. How did they attract this sponsorship deal?
I think it's a history. And obviously, if you're a brand that is trying to penetrate the Zimbabwean market, there's no other club bigger than Dynamos. So with this deal, it was them trying to penetrate the market and also looking at the caliber of the teams that we have. And for Dynamos, this is a deal that actually was finalized a couple of months ago, and we were not really able to get the kit then. You remember, with the issues to do with the lockdowns and COVID-19. So it was a process in which they looked at Zimbabwean clubs and wanted to partner with Dynamos, and also looking at the path that Dynamos is taking in terms of trying to show that, because for the longest time, Zimbabwean clubs have struggled with, you know, confidence from the sponsorship, from the sponsors, from the corporate world to be able to attract them. So for us, it's a good thing, because not only do we have a kit sponsor, we've got a main sponsor, we've got other sponsors as well that come to the club. So it's a big deal for Dynamos.
Right. Thank you very much, Yvonne Magunda. Did I get the name right?
Yes.
Yvonne, yeah. Thank you very much. Really appreciate the time. It was short notice and you obliged us. And I hope that in the near future, when next we want you to give us certain information, and Sport Africa now will be doing Zone Beat to follow the progress of FC Dynamo. There you have it. You can listen to our podcast on all the various directories. You can go into Stitches, Apple, all the various directories where you can listen to other episodes. And until we come your way again, you have a lovely day and stay safe.